Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
The word of mouth.
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 Well, that's much.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Here's the setup. A doomed group of teens isolated on location X, could be a campsite, fairground, dorm room. A psychopathic killer, often disfigured, stalks them, brandishing sharp weapon X. Many are killed in graphic, gory ways until only final girl X survives, cheered on by the adrenaline-surged audience. For a few blood-curdling years in the late 1970s to early 80s, the slasher movie ruled the box office. Its appeal, writes longtime fan J.A. Kurzweil, based on our craving for safe thrills and lethal predictability, horror at its most basic and enjoyable. Kurzweil is founder of the website Hysteria Lives and author of the slasher movie book, and he joins us now from the BBC in Bristol, England. Justin Kurzweil, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia.
Your first slasher film was Halloween 2, watched at home, I guess, on beta when you were 12. So what was the appeal for you?
I think I've always loved horror movies. And I, unlike in America, in Britain, you had to be over 18 to see horror movies at the cinema. And I know in America, of R-rated films, a parent or guardian can take children to see horror films. And obviously not everyone agrees with that. But in the UK, you couldn't do that. But with the advent of video, it meant I got to see some kind of grisly and not so grisly horror movies when I was probably a little bit too young.
I also read, Justin, that you're a vegan who loves
That's right,
gore.
Yes. I know, I'm probably the only vegan gore hound in existence. There may be some others. If there are, then let me know. But yes, I very much, I've been vegetarian since I was about 15. I'm 43 now, and I've been vegan for the last 10 years. So I did speak to someone else about this, and they sort of said, well, you know, what about all these grisly horror movies and watching all the blood and gore? And I sort of said, well, I pick up snails and put them to the side of the path, you know, so they don't get trodden on. So I'm possibly not what people think of when they think of a slasher movie fan, but it's all make-believe. And I say it's blood on the popcorn, safe thrills.
Define a slasher movie for us. Do you think I did it justice in that lead-in?
I think you did a very good job there. I mean, the thing with slasher movie is one of those things that's interesting is a lot of people think that Halloween, John Carpenter's Halloween in 1978, was the beginning of the slasher movie. And it was to some degree, but I would argue, and I did say in the book, that it was the kind of the crystallization of the slasher movie. It's the perfect almost slasher movie diamond, as it were. But it came from a lot of influences throughout history, right back from Parisian theatre, where they used to practice all these grisly special effects on stage to thrill and disgust the audiences, right through to the old Dark House movies of the 1930s, through to Psycho, and also talking about European films like the German Krimi based on Edgar Wallace, who was famous for writing King Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of them played at American drive-ins in the 1970s and 1960s. And I think that was a melting pot that gave birth to the slasher movie. I'm as interested in that as I am in the Golden Age, which, as you mentioned, is like 1978 to about 1984.
Let's listen to the movie that started it all for some people, Halloween in 1978, directed by John Carpenter. The scripts must have been very short for these films.
Yes, I imagine they were.
What was the particular pitch here to teens? I mean, a lot of nudity, sex, violence. Was this just a naked appeal for a movie-going audience?
I kind of guess so. I mean, it's the slasher movie has always been a little bit of the underdog and a little bit dangerous, I kind of guess. But I think there's also, I mean, I don't like to, the book doesn't read too much into the kind of psychoanalytical look behind the slasher movie, because there's lots of other books that have already done that. But I think there's a lot to be said about, I think there'll always be an audience of teenagers who want to see their peers, you know, living and dying on screen. One thing that people forget actually about the slasher movies from this time is they were hated with a passion by critics.
Mm.
And the critics hated them because they were critic proof. But also interestingly, the audience for these movies at the time and still now are 50% female. So it's I kind of guess in some ways it's like an equal opportunities subgenre. And one of the other things that's quite interesting is that when I totted up the body counts from these films, I found it's actually more dangerous to be a male during these films. More men died in them than women, surprisingly.
Are you a fan of the more recent so-called splatter porn movies like Saw?
To be honest, not especially. I mean, I don't mind them, and it was interesting. I was talking to another journalist about how horror movies have been blamed for all of society's ills and corrupting children, and I think it sometimes is a bit of a lazy thing to do. But having said that, I mean, those torture horror movies, they're not my favourite, and I think they were kind of a bit of a flash in the pan, and I think we're probably going back to the classic thrills today.
Well, classic thrills it is, and full of your book. Thank you so much for joining us, Justin.
Thank you, Virginia.
J.A. Kurzweil, founder of the website Hysteria Lives and author of the Slasher Movie Book. There are links to his site and more on the book, including a write-up in the New York Times. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org.